Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Pei Beis. We are up to Siv Gimel, the last line on page Reish Nun. We're about to turn on to page 500. The Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, Im ein lo eino Yehudi drisas regel al ha-Yisraelim eino oser. If the Goy does not have the rights of walking through the property of the Yisraelim, so he will not aser. What exactly is the case? Okay, going for example, shtei chatzeros hapsuchos zolazo, two courtyards that are opened up to each other, the ein lohem drisas regel zel ze, and they don't have rights to walk through each other's chatzer, meaning one is not inside the other, they both have their own openings to the outside. Ubechatzer echad dor eino Yehudi, and one of the chatzeros is living a goy. Ubechatzer acher dorim shnei Yisraelim oyoser. The other chatzer has two or more Yisraelim. So machnisen o motzien mechatzer lechatzer. So then you can bring in and take out from chatzer zu lechatzer zu b'shabbes derech chalon shebeneihem, by means of the window in between them. The ein srichin liskor me'eino Yehudi. You don't have to do skiras rishus. So again, the case over here is, we'll see in the Mishabura more detail, but the goy does not have rights to walk through. It's not that the goy's chatzer is inside the Yisrael's chatzer. They're side by side. There is a window between them. They each open independently to the Rishus HaRabim or to the Mavui. So then the halacha is that you do not have to do Skiras Rishus if there's goyim in one and Jews in one, because they're in separate chatzeros, as we will see. So says the Mishabura, beginning on page 500, Sivkatan Yodalud. The two chatzeros are psucho zolazo, bechalon o bapesach, through a window or a doorway. Note 27 points out, v'machotzer shel ha-Yisrael nifritza b'yoser me'yur'amos l'chotzer anochri, if the opening between the Jewish chotzer and the goyish chotzer is more than 10 amos, o shenifritza b'milua, or is totally broken down, even if it's less than 10 amos. So there the Prima Gadim says, that's a pirza, and then we consider it like one chatzer. And the male of Hanochri Oser Ashiisku Menavashushuso, then you would have to do Schirash Rishus, it's one chatzer. So we're talking about a case where all there is, like the Mishabura says, is a window separating them, or a Pesach, but there are two separate chatzeros, and therefore, since there are Yisraelim in one and a Goy in the other, they do not need to do Schirash Rishus. If Kotan Tezvav, the Elohim Drisas Regel, Tahainu, she'enam zo lefnim mizo. It's not that one chatzer is inside the other one. Ela zo bitzad zo. Rather, this chatzer is on the side of that chatzer. Upischeyam lemavui. And their doorways each independently open up to the mavui. Sivkotan tazayin, machnisen o motzien mechatzer zo lechatzer zo. They can carry from and to each other. Rotzalomar, kalim sheshasu b'batehim. You could take the kalim that started off in the houses in one chatzer, bring it out to the other chatzer. Umari she Yisraelim erubu b'nehem. It has to be that in the chatzer of the Yisraelim that they have an eruv amongst themselves. The beloze halo asurim lahotzi b'batehim l'chatzer. Without an eruv in their chatzer, they can't carry kalim from their houses to the chatzer. So there is an eruv in the chatzer of the Yisraelim, so they can carry their kalim from their houses to the chatzer, and they're also allowed to carry through the window from their chatzer to the other chatzer. Derech halon sevkaden yozayim. Afilum hulam atem asar tvachim. Even if the window is low, below 10 tvachim. V'hu adinim haya pesach b'neim. The same thing is true as if there's a doorway between them. Motzien derech ha-pesach. You can carry through the pesach from one chatzer to the other chatzer without a problem. Sevkaden yudcheshe b'neim. So now the Mishabu is going to address a different point. If there's a window or a pesach between the two chatzeros, you can carry freely. What if they each, like we said, the case is they each have their own opening to the mavui? Can you carry from the chatzer of the Yisraelim to the chatzer of the goyim by means of the mavui? Carrying from the chatzer to the mavui into the other chatzer. So says the Mishabu Yudches, Ulahutzi mechatzeram lachatzer akum derech hamavui. To carry from the chatzer of the Yisraelim to the chatzer of the goy through the mavui, kashu mesukan belechi v'korek hadin, where the mavui is fixed up properly with a lechi rakora. So talui bazeh, it's dependent on the following: im lo haya b'mavui zeh rak chatzer echad shel Yisrael. Mutter, if in this mavui there's only one chatzer of the Yisraelim, so they don't require any kind of shituf, so it's mutter to carry from the chatzer of the Yisraelim to the mavui to the chatzer of the goy. V'im hayu shtei chatzeros sheYisrael aser. However, if there are two chatzeros on this mavui that belong to Yisraelim, it's forbidden. Sharei ha'akum osra leyam es ha'mavui, because the goy that's there as one of the parts partners in the Mavui, Aser is the two chatzeros of the Israel in the Mavui, Ad she yisku mimenu until they do skiras rishus on his chatzer. Ukid the Mavui lakamon, Simon Shin Sadi Alice of Avlak, we'll see a little bit later, the same way a goy having a house in a chatzer will ruin the erev of the chatzer. So if there is a mavui with one of the chatzeros being a goy, so he will ruin the shituf if you don't do schirash rishus on his chatzer. Sivkotan Yutes, the chiddush of this halach is that in this case that we set up, they do not need to do schiras rishus on the goy. Says the Mishnah Berurah v'atam, the reason is the lohitz richu chachamim liskor ela heichi shadarim b'chatzer echad. The whole din of schiras rishus is when they are living with the goy in one chatzer. O b'shtei chatzeros v'hayu zolath nimizo, or they're in two separate chatzeros, but you have to go through one to get to the other one, so they're sort of partners. Shu'akum over derech hachitzona she'Yisraelim darim sham. The goy has to go through the outer chatzer where the Yisraelim are living to get out. Da'avigam kein kibachatzer echad. That also gets a din of them being in one chatzer. That's where you need schiras rishus. K'mavur l'kamam b'siv yudayim, like we'll see that case soon in siv yudayim. Masha'en kein b'shtei chatzeros, which is not the case in two independent chatzeros. She'ein lohem shaychus b'hadi adadi, they have no connection to each other. Av she'motzi u'machnis lefa'omim derech halono u'pisco, she'esh lo b'tzido, even though it's true they can carry from chatzer to chatzer through the window or through the door they have between them, leis lon ba, that's not a problem, it's two separate chatzeros, you would not need schiras rishus in the case that the mechaber set up in this sif. Says the mechaber v'ayter sif dalut. Hasocher min ha'inu Yehudi stam, a Jew who did schiras rishus from a goy without any stipulation, moel, it helps. The eino tzaruch lefarish lo shehu lahatir atiltul. You do not have to specify to the goy that I'm renting out your rishus to allow me to carry. He doesn't have to understand what's going on. As long as you do a schiras rishus from him, stam, it will help without any explanation. The eino tzaruch lichto shum ksiv ala schiras. We also don't need to have any kind of writing on the schiras. You just do the schiras. He doesn't have to know what's going on. It doesn't have to be in writing. It's going to be fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kadam Chav. The eino tzaruch lichtov. The dive is schiras chalusha. It's fine to have a weaker type of rental. The low ba'inat schiras bria. We don't need a healthy, stronger kind of schiras. A very light schiras is good enough. If you look at note number 31, he brings out an interesting thing. The goy does not the chap that it's for carrying, and you don't have to have anything in writing, but the chai odom writes that you have to say to the goy, rent me your rishus. Aval eino moel lo marlo. It doesn't help to say to the goy, tain li rishus shu'ucha l'talta b'chotzer b'mavui. You can't just get permission. Give me permission to carry in the chotzer b'mavui. That doesn't cut it. The ha'eshal avram hevi maisa. The eshal avram brings an maisa. Sheba sar chodosh li'iro. A new goyish officer came to town. V'tziva harav livnei ha'ir. And the Rav commanded to the people of the city, Shekishe Yagishu Lo Es Hadoron, when they bring him the gift, Kanohug, which is the custom of a new leader, Yiskuru Mimena Rishus. The Rav said, when you go to bring the welcoming present to the new mayor, so do Sliras Rishus once you're there. Vehem Shinu, and they changed from what the Rav told them. Vinosnu Lo Es Hamatona Stam. They first gave him the present Stam, welcome to be our new mayor, they gave him the present. V'rak achar kach omrlo. Only afterwards they said to him, V'omar, they said to him that they want to do the schiras rishus, but they had already given the present. So V'omar hasar sheinam ocha, and the sar said, I'm not going to protest. V'lo hiskir loshan schiras alakna. There was no mentioning of a rental or any kind of kinyan. V'kosav al eishal avram she'ein biyodo ke'ez limtzo heter lazeh. The eishal avram says, I have no way to matir. That's not a schiras. It has to be mentioned that there is a schiras going on. It can't be that he just says, amocha, you'll do whatever you want. That doesn't work. The host of any adds on, Shigami Masar Omar Shiek Efiya Nog Bukhala Makomos. Even if this officer says it's fine, you can do like you do, like the Jews do in all the cities. That's also not good. Ain't kan schirus klal, it's not a schirus. Ubeprat Shekvar Kibel Asamatana Kodim Lachim. Specifically in this case where he got the money, the present, before. So now you want to do the schirus rishus, in your lashon of schirus, and there has to be a transfer of an item that is accomplishing the schirus. Vim Sokru Mehasar Zuchus Lasakin Es Mechitos Eiruv. Here's an interesting idea. Let's say they paid money for the rights from the Tsar to be able to fix up the walls, to put up lechis, and to make an Eruv. So writes the Shaz and Shivat Tsar Sassano, Shemoel Hadover Gam L'Schiras Rishus. That right that they paid for to build their Erev can count also as a Suresh Rishus, Ubahagos Marsham Tomal Dvarov. But the Marsham is bewildered by his words. He doesn't understand why on earth that would work. Says the Mechaber Vaitasiv, hey, Sochrin Me'eno Yehudi Afilu Bepochos Mishava Pruta. When you do this rental from the Goy, you could do the rental with even less than the value of a Pruta. The Ramah says, Umutr Liskor Mimenu Beshabbos. You could even do the Siras Rishus on Shabbos itself, the Ayin LaKamon, Simin Shin Pei Gimel. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sekadon Chaf Aleph, Afilu Bipogon Meshavar Pruta. You could do the rental from the goat with even less than a Pruta. Hatam, the reason is, Delagabe Akum Choshev Mamon. When it comes to a goy, less than a pruta has a din mamon. De Ben Noach Nera Gafilu Bepachos Meshava Pruta. Ben Noach is Chayv Misa for stealing even less than a Shava Pruta. Aval Mi Yisrael. But when it comes to Yisrael, Im Yitzer Liskwa Mimene Rishuso, if you want to do Schias Rishus from Yisrael, Lo Mahani Bepachos Meshava Pruta, that would not help less than a pruta. Afilu Ladasa Mekilim Simen Shinpei Siv Gimel. Even according to the more lenient opinion that we had in Simon Shinpei. If you look at note 35, he reminds us, Kavanoso Lishito Shemo'ila Schiras B'Yisrael. We had a machlokas, if you could do Schiras Rishus, a Jew is supposed to be a Mavatlos Rishus. So he had a machlokas, can you rent out his Rishus during the week, on Shabbos? Yes, no. So this is going on the Shitos that say it helps to do Schiras Rishus for Yisrael that did not contribute to the Eruv. The Alzeh Kosov, and that the Mishavu writes, Shetzorech Liskor B'Shava Pruta, that Schirus would have to be with the Shava Pruta. The Hiksha Taz, the Taz asks, Madua Ein Mo'ila Schirus B'Yisrael B'Pachot M'Shava Pruta. Why wouldn't it help to do Schirus Rishus from Yisrael with less than a Pruta? Medim Bittel Rishus. After all, Bittel Rishus works with no transfer of money, so if we give the guy less than a Pruta and he gives over his land, so why can't that be? Ke'ilu is Mavatel's Rishus. So says the Taz, the Tirates, Shekevan Sheba Imo B'Tara Schirus. Since you're meeting with him, trying to accomplish a din schirus, the ain't kan schirus, and you're not accomplishing a schirus, dino garua yoser mi mavatel rishus. That is worse than doing bitul rishus. Regular bitul rishus works. But if you're simply doing a schirus, so you're doing a schirus. And if you mess up in the schirus with less than a pruta, it's not going to work. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitas of Kadon Chav Beis. The Ramah says you're even allowed to do schirus rishus from the goy with money. You're even allowed to do schirus rishus on Shabbos. Because again, this schirus is not really a complete schirus, like we said before. It's really like a bitul rishus and a sign. The way you would do the schirus rishus on Shabbos to the goy is without money. You'll give him some kind of food. Or anything else that you're allowed to move is not muktzah. And you say to the goy, this is on behalf of the rental of your chatzer. But if it's Shabbos, you can't move money, so you certainly can't do the schirus rishus with money. This is talking about if a goy comes on Shabbos, he wasn't there when Shabbos started, so his house didn't aser, but then he comes in the middle of Shabbos, the Erev becomes batel, utzrichin levatel rishusim legabi echad ayin sham, and then what they would have to do is each one would have to levatel the rishus to one person, in addition to doing the schirus rishus from the goy, and only then they would be allowed to, in a very limited way, do the carrying like we've discussed previously. We'll stop here and continue tomorrow, and mirtz Hashem with Siv Vav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.